Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. And our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effected, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We know that a thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people's objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In our daily life, people thank others for holding an open door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the case for the Christ Study Bible in Psalms 100, describes this prayer: "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful sounds. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gate with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endureth forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations." Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God.
to God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise God. Isaiah 9 and 6 says, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace, Sah Shalom," which means Prince of Peace. Sah Shalom, Shalom. You are the Prince of Peace. You hold this world together simply by your intent. Where there is chaos, you bring calm. Where there are struggles, you bring stability. You alone embody peace and can bring peace to our lives, our homes, our churches, our communities, and our nation. The mere mention of your name ushers in a certain stillness. You alone know what is needed to bring about order and tranquility. You are worthy of my highest praise and adoration. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen. I'm moving upward and I
And sometimes we don't treat everybody like you wanna be treated. Yep, there will be times when your efforts will be defeated. I know sometimes you're heavy laden burden. Can't find the frame, can't stop your heart from hurting. You're searching deep within. Where did it all go wrong? And you need a savior to give you the strength to go on. Hold on,
hold on
to the hand,
the hem
of his garment.
All you need is a little faith to receive his saving grace.
Hold on,
hold on
to the hem of his garment.
Of his garment.
Don't let Jesus pass you by. He'll make everything alright. Heard a story about a woman who had an issue of blood. 12 long years she was flowing like a flood. Even the doctor had given up on hope. But she heard about a man called Jesus who could perform miracles. So she started crawling through the crowd on her hands and knees. She caught on to his garment. Then he said, somebody touch me. Jesus could feel the healing start to flow. Then he looked at this woman and said, your faith has made you whole.
Garment.
All you need is a little faith to receive and save and grace. Hold on,
hold on
to the hand
of his garment.
Don't let Jesus pass you by. He'll make everything alright. Oh yes. My. All you gotta do is hold on.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Doesn't matter what you're going through. No, 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 no. You just reach out and hold on.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Make a way for you. Hold on,
hold on,
hold on
to the hem of his garment.
Don't let Jesus go. No, 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 no. Hold on,
hold on to the hem of his garment.
Strong and mighty he will show. All you gotta do is hold on to Jesus.
Hold on,
yeah,
to the hem of his garment.
Hold on to Jesus.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
He will make a way for you.
Hold on,
oh, yes,
to the hem of his garment.
And I know he will see it through.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
You see, he's a mighty good God. Oh,
hold,
yes, he is.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Whoa,
oh,
hold on
to the hem of his garment.
Lord, have mercy.
Hold on.
Hallelujah.
To the hem of his garment.
Amen. We got to hold on to the hem of his garment. Sa shalom. Just as the disciples could not rest on the boat when a storm arose, sometimes I worry and fret during my personal storms. Yet in the midst of the stormy sea, you slept. You slept in peace because you are peace. And storms carry no authority over you. Forgive me for living a sleepless life on so many stormy occasions and for failing to rest in your peace. I confess that peace is sometimes elusive, and I beg your forgiveness for not letting go and letting you reign peacefully in my life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play another selection, and then after the selection, I will come back with our devotional message for this evening. Amen. To God be the glory.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you're greater. He makes clouds rise from the earth, sending lightning with the rain, and Lord, you're greater. Greater than all.
Amen. Greater than all. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled Joy Always. To God be the glory. The scripture reading for this message is coming from Nehemiah 8 and 10. And it says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. The writer says, Jesus promised to give you his joy. However, if you're facing challenges today, you may be wondering when your gladness will return. Because of this, there are some important things for you to understand about the joy Christ gives you. Amen? First, the gift of joy has a spiritual source. The Holy Spirit within you. In other words, you can experience it at any time as you rely on his presence because joy exists independent of your circumstances. Therefore, focus on your relationship with Christ, with Jesus. Amen? Nothing can separate you from him or from his love now or in eternity. Second, watch for his transforming work in others. You can draw pleasure from what God is doing in those around you, rescuing people from sin and comforting them to Christ-likeness. And third, serve whomever he sends to you. Obedient, loving care for others brings spiritual joy. And finally, meditate on God's word. Through scripture, you will receive his trust on which to build a fulfilling life. The Holy Spirit desires to produce his gladness within you. Therefore, take a few minutes to ponder the wonder of your salvation. Share someone's spiritual joy. Serve as God directs, or receive guidance from his word. And praise the Lord as his gladness pours forth from you. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is unto me. Let us pray. Jesus, may your joy always flow through me, regardless of what happens. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Joy always. Praise be to God. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Very short and sweet for this holiday season. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
up and answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no words, and I don't deserve your glorious love. Is more than enough. What words could I use to explain? Forever I'll trust in your glorious love. Your glorious love. Like thunder, you said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have
praise
is to our God.
To our God.
Come on, everybody.
pray.
Say every pray.
It's to our God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up.
Every pray.
It's to our God.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
Come on, say every pray.
Every pray.
It's to our God.
Clap them hands. Every praise.
Amen. So, shalom. I lift up my tired and worn out heart to you in gratitude for your gift of peace. You calm the storms with but a word and subdue enemies with but a stone. And you offer me peace throughout my days. Thank you for this greatest of blessings. Thank you for the rest that comes by abiding in your presence. Sa, shalom. I don't need to fight or fret, but rather to rest in your peace, even when I don't understand the circumstances around me and life seems unfair. You have a way of bringing a peace that calms all my confusion. It is a beautiful thing, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
If you provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. If you pour out your spirit,
and permeate all my soul. Love of God overflow in my heart and permeate all my is yours, oh my soul, oh my soul, oh my soul, oh my soul is yours, oh my soul is yours, my soul is yours, so I want
gangsta faith. Gangsta faith means God's absolute noble glorious salvation to all families anywhere, including the heathen. Now that's gangsta. Now that's gangsta. I got the gangsta faith. I went from being a sinner to a backslider, covenant breaking, addicted to money, guns, cushions, dollars, copy, fake temptation. On a regular basis, sticky situation, plot led to evil meditation. 14, face incarceration, daddy never on the scene. Only heaven knows why he abandoned his offspring. To my hope, he dealt a death blow. And it seemed like the answer to my dreams, only a gangster knows. Now I'm feeling trapped, facing difficult times, trying to cope. As I inhaled the cushion smoke, I doubt I know. A few can know, I seem to be possessed by evil spirits, plotting bad deeds. The devil seeks to plant his evil seeds. Our Christian faith is the only promise of liberty. So I look before the Trinity and validate worldwide checkmate. I call it gangster faith. Prepare my tables in the presence of my enemies. Gangster faith. I hold up the bloodstained banner until I'm 6 feet. I got the gangster faith. I'm sick to tell the world who Christ made free is free indeed. I got the gangster faith. God, the Holy Ghost will protect me indeed. A worldwide checkmate. I call it gangster faith. No more violent alpha came, no more street power, I came the west side, gangster taught me the game, get in, get it, get out, before you slip in it, and you die in vain, I didn't listen, multi-gunshot stripped through my flesh in vain, I know mama prayer was whooping, I survived, and I know I spread the gospel truth, as long as I'm alive, I'ma walk my talk like a righteous man that's faith do, so let him judge me, no man can see heaven's whole purpose for my life, I know God still love me, for God still love the world, he gave his only begotten son, so to my last breath, I'ma do to Christ, what the world thought could never be done, take back the tired music industry, and shut down these rap commercial masquerades, and reveal these fake, I'm not ashamed to holler worldwide, checkmate, gangsta faith, prepare my tables in the presence of my enemies, gangsta faith, I hold up the bloodstained banner, until I'm 6 feet, I got the gangsta faith, I'm sick to tell the world, Christ make free, to free indeed. I got the gangster faith. God, the Holy Ghost will protect me indeed. A worldwide checkmate. I call it gangster faith. Gangster faith. That's right. I'm sent to tell the whole world. Gangster faith. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. I got the gangster faith. I'm sent to spread the truth. God, the Holy Ghost will make enemies my foot steward. I got the gangster faith. The definition of gangster faith. Holy Ghost discipleship within the heart, and you stand totally unafraid and with no fear, representing Christ the High. And you know like I know, real saints don't die, We fall asleep in Christ, then we fly. Raise your hand, you're about to ride. Pull your last breath for the Most High, cause real saints don't die. We fall asleep in Christ, then we fly. It's called spiritual resurrection. Don't lie, we take flight. First class of road, a pure righteousness, representing God's glory shining bright. And we ascend beyond the clouds to meet Christ in the sky. And with the precious blood of Jesus to watch the Gentile like me, Christ represents. And God the Holy Ghost anoint me from my head to my feet. That's why I stand bold like Christ in your presence now. My face is seen, Jericho walls falling down. All around the music industry, I plead Christ's precious blood for all who defy. Gospel rap, a multi-billion dollar kingdom franchise. I'm simply possessed the gates of the enemy. Call it gangster sin. Cause I believe.
Amen. Sa Shalom. Give me peace when I'm prone to worry. Give me peace when I'm tempted to doubt. Fill my mind with your thoughts of peace to such a degree that my face, my muscles, my nonverbal expressions, my body language reflects this peace to those around me. That alone would be a great victory. I trust you to do this in my life. I ask for peace in my relationships where there is conflict, bringing resolution and restoration. I ask for peace in my heart where there is doubt, bitterness, or regret. I ask for wisdom and acceptance within. Let my words bring peace to those around me and bring about peace between the races and the iniquities in the world and in my nation. Quell the violence with your peace as only you can do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play another selection, and then I will another two selections, and then I will come with the word. Amen. Praise be to God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. This is simple. We're going to have church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about His goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God? My God is
sustaining
me. No matter what.
Sustains me
late in the midnight hour.
Sustains. Yeah.
Amen. Praise be to God for your glory, Lord. Thank you for your glory. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 12. And we are going to read verses 1 through 6. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Again, that's Isaiah chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. And it says, this chapter has to do with songs of praise for salvation. Amen? Verse 1 says, in that day you will sing. I will praise you, O Lord. You were angry with me, but not at any more. Now you comfort me. See, God has come to save me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. The Lord God is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. With joy, you will drink deeply from the fountain of salvation. In that wonderful day, you will sing. Thank the Lord. Praise his name. Tell the nations what he has done. Let them know how mighty he is. Sing to the Lord, for he has done wonderful things. Make known his praise around the world. Let all the people of Jerusalem shout his praise with joy. For great is the Holy One of Israel who lives among you. To God be the glory for the reading of his mighty word. Amen. So this chapter is a hymn of praise, another graphic description of the people's joy when Jesus Christ comes to reign over the earth. Even now, we need to express our gratitude to God, thanking him, praising him, and telling others about him. From the depths of our gratitude, we must praise him, and we should share the good news with others. Praise be to God. So the text declares that God is salvation. The Christmas season should focus our attention on the great salvation that is offered through Jesus Christ. Many of us can rejoice exceedingly over the fact that through Jesus Christ, God has become my salvation. Amen? The angel said to Joseph in Matthew 1 and 21, she will bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. The angel hung out over the battlements of heaven to sing in Luke 2 and 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Jesus Christ was born to be our Savior. He died on the cross to save us from the penalty of sin and from the separation from God that sin brings. Jesus Christ arose from the dead triumphantly and victorious to be our Savior. This Christmas season will be greatly reduced in meaning if you cannot say with the prophet, God is my salvation. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Heavenly Father, tonight we bring to you the gold, frankincense, and myrrh of our tithes, and offering the presents, offerings, and present them to him who was born to be our King. We pray your blessings upon these contributions to the end that more and more people around the world might hear the good news that came on that first Christmas when the angels sang about the birth of Christ. We thank you for the privilege of knowing him as Savior, as giver of life, as teacher, and as leader. Accept our gifts tonight in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. My text for this message is coming from Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2 in the RSV version. And it says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation." Praise be to God for the reading of his word. Tonight, my message, as I said, is short and sweet. God is the God of salvation. Our nation needs God's salvation. We need salvation from ignorance. We need salvation from fear. We need salvation from anger and hate. We need salvation from rashness and harshness. We need salvation from greed. We need salvation from arrogance and pride. We need salvation from wickedness and ungodliness. We need salvation from selfishness and hard-heartedness. Our families need salvation. We not only need Jesus Christ as the Savior from the penalty of sin, but we need him as our Savior from the power and practice of sin. Jesus Christ, who was born in Bethlehem and who conquered death and the grave, lives today to help you experience God's full salvation in family living. Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord God, for your salvation. The prophet declared, "Behold, God is my salvation." Because God was his salvation, he was able to declare, "I will trust and will not be afraid." We can trust and not be afraid of the past. God is the gracious God who forgives our sin fully and freely and forever. We can trust and not be afraid of the present. Amen. Bill Gator penned, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Jesus Christ is alive, and in the Holy Spirit he dwells within us as close as the very breath that we breathe. He wants to fill our hearts with the love of God. He wants to guide us with the wisdom of God. He wants to help us control ourselves by means of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We can trust and not be afraid of the future. As we approach the end of the year, there is always speculations about the future. None of us can know what the future holds, but in Jesus Christ, we know him who holds the future. Christ has conquered death and the grave. He has promised us the life that endures beyond the curtain that people call death. We can count on him for his presence with us. The psalmist said in Psalm 23 and 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise be to God. God is my salvation. As my Savior, God is the source of my strength. A pastor visited a woman in the hospital who had just undergone major surgery following an automobile accident in which her husband had been killed and she had been seriously injured. On the day following her husband's unexpected death, she said in Isaiah 4 and 13, God is my strength. Paul told this to the Philippians when he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. By that triumphant testimony, the apostle was saying that with the help of God, he could face any obstacle or difficulty with confidence and hope. Amen? God is my song. The angels sang to announce the birth of the Savior. Our Lord and his disciples were able to sing a hymn of praise while in the upper room before departing to Gethsemane's gloom. Christianity is the religion that puts a song in the heart. This is the one of the major themes of the Christmas season. God is the God who gives us a song in our heart. Amen. Praise be to God. God is the God who gives us a song in our heart. This is a hymn of praise suited to the time of the Messiah. The song of praise in this chapter is suitable for the return of outcasts of Israel from their long captivity. but it is especially suitable to the case of a sinner. When he first finds peace and joy in believing, to that of a believer when his peace is renewed after correction for backsliding, and to that of the whole company of the redeemed. When they met before the throne of God in heaven, the promise is sure, and the blessings contained in it are very rich, and the benefits enjoyed through Jesus Christ call for the most enlarged thanksgiving. By Jesus Christ, the root of Jesse, the divine anger against mankind was turned away, for he is our peace. Those to whom God is reconciled, he comforts. They are taught to triumph in God and their interest in him. I will trust him to prepare me for his salvation and preserve me to it. I will trust him with all my concerns, not doubting but that he will make all to work for good. Faith in God is a sovereign remedy against tormenting fears. Many Christians have God for their strength, who have him not for their song. They walk in darkness, but those who have gave God for their strength ought to make him their song. That is, give him the glory of it and take to themselves the comfort of it. This salvation is from the love of God the Father. It comes to us through God the Son. It is applied by the new creating power of God the Spirit. When this is seen by faith, the trembling sinner learns to hope in God and is delivered from fear. The purifying and sanctifying influence of the Holy Ghost often are denoted under the emblem of springing water. This work flows through the mediation of Christ and is conveyed to our souls by means of God's ordinance. Blessed be God. We have veils. Blessed be God, we have wells of salvation open on every side, and many draw from them the water of life in consolation. In the second part of this gospel song in verses 4 through 6, believers encourage one another to praise God and seek to draw others to join them in it. No difference of opinions about the times and seasons and other such matters ought to divide the hearts of Christians. Let it be our care that we may be placed among those to whom he will say, come, ye blessed of my Father, receive the kingdom prepared for you from the beginning of the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory for all things, good and small. And my conclusion of this message is Isaiah could say, God has become my salvation. There had been a time when God was not the prophet's salvation, but Isaiah had come to a point of faith and commitment when God's salvation became real to him. Some say education is my salvation. Some say marriage is my salvation. Some say my family is my salvation. Some say my money is my salvation. Some say my government is my salvation. Let God be God in your life. He offers salvation from the past, the present, and the future. If you will only trust, if you will truly let God become your salvation as he has revealed himself in Jesus Christ, you will be able to join with the prophet who said, I will trust and will not be afraid. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing unto you as it was on to me. To God be the glory. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude verses 24 through 25, where it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you. And heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. and when I will come with another word from the Lord. Amen. And following that, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our poetry. And following Pastor Kathy and talk in the sanctuary. To God be the glory. We love you. We thank you. And have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Please be safe and take care of yourselves. Shalom. And at this time, I will play for the next 16 minutes our inspirational music to close out. God bless you. I love you guys. Amen.
And he's able.
Yes, he is.
The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen. He's able. Hallelujah. Come to let you know that my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able, yeah. Oh, I come to let you know, oh, that my God is able. Yes, he is able to heal you now. Yeah. Yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of the power, he is able. Yes, he is. Yes, he is able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free. My God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing it to them, heaven. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. To set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, it's part of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I'm
See, I don't know what you're going through, but let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through, yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, but God has been good, hey.
Got your neighbor, tell him he's able. Don't say he's able. He's able. Say able. Say able. Say able. Say able. Say
able.
Oh, able.
Able.
Able. No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God is able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah, able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I can't let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I say praise him because he's able, praise him because he's able.
is able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship. We worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
I'll be praying.